Evert and the Two Dragons mit In the End, There's Only Love. Das war Musik aus dem 2012er Album Good Man Down. Heute Abend spielen sie im Lido und stellen ihr neuestes, mittlerweile drittes Album Circles vor, das erstmals nicht in Estland, sondern in den USA aufgenommen wurde, in den Bear Creek Studios in Seattle. Wie das war, wie es vielleicht auch war, mit Ryan Hadlock zu arbeiten, der als Produzent schon mit den Foo Fighters im Studio saß. Und vieles, vieles mehr, das erfahren wir jetzt von der Band selber. Evert, Erki, Christian und Ivo, herzlich willkommen. Hello and welcome.
Hi. Hello.
Thanks for having us.
Easy. I'm totally glad that you've made it to our little station here. How are you doing? How's traveling been? Where are you coming from today, actually?
Hamburg.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yes.
So you played a Hamburg show yesterday. How
yes.
was that?
Good. It was really good.
Oh, sounds good to me.
Yeah, really, really nice crowd.
Yeah.
And the venue was nice. And we've been touring since, how was that?
Basically since end of February.
Yes.
Okay.
We had a 3-week tour in the States and then a few days off to go home and rest. And then we had Scandinavia already. And now we've been touring Central Europe for around a bit more than two weeks.
Busy band. Now let's talk about the US gigs maybe for a while, because I think this was the first time that you had a big tour like that in the US.
Actually, we played a few shows before. No, we've been in the States.
That was our third tour, but it was like our first headlining tour.
Yeah, that's true, but we've had longer tours before
and, you know, more extensive, like cross country, all like the Midwest and all those days too. So this time it was more concentrated on the on both just coasts,
like
one coast from north to south, flying off to the next coast and then coming down.
But the people reacted nice over there to your new record and music, right? That's what I read. There's so many positive reviews from the US about that new record. It's crazy, and it's a good sign for you guys. You're going to make it internationally, even more so than you've already made it.
That sounds good.
Yeah, I think so too. Well, I just said it. You've recorded your third album in Bear Creek Studios in Seattle, which is quite far away from Estland, and it's, you know, you have to have a certain budget to go to Seattle to work on a record. So what was the idea behind it? Why did you dare to go to Seattle to work on a record? Because you have to have some balls, I think, to go to the US and record a record.
Actually, the thing is, when we started discussing about, you know, the new record and where should we do it, then Bear Creek Studios and Ryan Hadlock was like the, I think it was pretty much the first idea that the label puts on a table.
Oh wow.
We took it.
Uh-huh.
So there wasn't really that much brainstorming, I think, behind it, because at the time I think it was the wise decision, and the place is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
It's a really cool place.
I've seen photos on the website, man. It seems super cozy.
It's really cozy, you really
want to move there and live there forever or something.
And I guess that was like the, like probably the most important part about going to Bear Creek instead of somewhere else. That, you know, we just looked at the pictures and I can totally imagine that. It seemed like a very relaxed and good place to do your music.
The same happened to me when I was looking at the photos. I was like, oh, I would want to go there. It seems really beautiful. And it seems like if it was an area with not too much around, right? It's in the middle of the woods, so you concentrate on the music. There's nothing else to do, more or less.
Yeah, there was no nightlife or anything like that around for probably many, many miles.
Yeah.
So it was pretty isolated in that sense.
When one's working in one's own studio, you have the advantage that you can take forever, basically. You can revisit songs and re-record them again and again and again until you finish the product. And you can do that because it's not so expensive, right? It's not $1,000 a day. But I imagine Bear Creek Studios might not be the most expensive studio in the world, but it's one of those studios that you have to pay real money for each day. So how did you work with that situation? Did it help you to work under a little pressure maybe? Or did you ignore the fact that you were so far away from home trying to make a record? Because I mean, if you have 2 or 3 days off there where you don't record anything, it's an expensive.
Yeah, we didn't have those
time.
Days.
Yeah, no, you shouldn't. I mean, no way that you should have those.
Well, I guess, you know, you always have pressure if you're in a, like, a creating process, mm-hmm. or if you're doing a third album, whether we record it in Bear Creek or in Estonia. I mean, the pressure is there anyways, but I maybe it was a bit elevated pressure because of, you know, all the label and you sort of you can somehow maybe feel the expectations and stuff like that, but at the same time I think we didn't let that to bother us at all, and I think we worked pretty efficiently under pressure, and
that's good. I mean,
I don't think it had any effect really on the outcome.
Yeah, no, and that's a cool thing. I mean, some people, if they get a little pressure, they'd be freaking out and they'd be like, "Oh god, my creative feelings are all gone. I can't write any song anymore. I feel too much pressure." But some other bands, they get a little pressure and they'd be like, "Yeah, we'll be done in 2 weeks, and we'll be making the best record that you've ever heard," or something like that. So I think you should seem to be a band that can work with at least a little bit of pressure, right?
Yes.
Yes. Now, before we talk a bit more, let's listen to a new song. Let's listen to Million Miles of the new record Circles. And right after that, we'll be talking a little bit more. We'll be giving away tickets for tonight's show. And we'll be listening to a live version of Pictures that you're gonna do. Hier sind Evert und the Two Dragons, aber nochmal mit Million Miles zwischendurch. Everett and the Two Dragons und das wunderbare Stück Million Miles von der dritten LP der Band aus Estland, die ja diesmal in Seattle aufgenommen wurde. Und da will ich jetzt nochmal wissen, inwieweit vielleicht auch das Studio in diesen neuen Sound mit hineinspielte. What I love about your new album, I just told you during when the song was on, is the melodies that you found for the songs on the new album. Where did they come from? Did you actually try a new approach of writing melodies, or is it just the fact that you're a more experienced singer right now and that you can?
Most of the melodies come from that guy, actually.
Ah, see.
I'm not really more experienced in singing, but I'm just. Yeah, I guess it just has to do with all sorts of inspiration that you get on the road, or just, you know, living and listening to music, and you get different ideas, and you wanna have different approaches. So those things, they sort of come naturally. Still, I think we haven't made any like really change in writing.
Because what I feel is the melodies are getting a little more complicated, but at the same time they all immediately get into your head. You know, they're not too complicated that you go like, I don't know which turn did he take now. You know, you can remember those melodies when you heard them for the first time and they get stuck in your head, but at the same time they're a little more complex than the melodies that you've had before. And I really love that. I don't care what the reasons are, actually. I just wanted to say that I love you for that. So how is working with Ryan Hadlock? What kind of producer is he? Is he only for the signals as a technical producer, or is he going to sit in the middle of the room and go like giving you musical directions as well? Because some producers do that too.
Not too many musical directions. He said from the start also that he's not a like a singing songwriting kind of producer. So he really gave us some really good ideas how to approach recording the songs and some form ideas to, you know, lengthen or shorten this or that part, or put some more, you know, we should put some more layers into this part because it needs some more extra power or something. Yeah. But he was, he was really, really good at knowing his, you know, his machinery and all that equipment in the whole studio. So he was a sound master.
Yeah, because some producers really, they take care about the melodies as well, and they want to be with the music more than with the sound. But I guess it was for you guys, it was a perfect person to just go for the sound, because the sound is so much, it feels so much bigger, although it's still, you can feel that it's still a band made of four people, but it feels bigger, and I love that too.
Well, a lot of that credit also goes to the guy who mixed it.
Mm.
Truth be told, he's a fantastic Estonian guy,
mm.
and I think he's working with the pretty big names in the States as well.
Like okay,
he,
cool.
He had some songs that he mixed and produced, and they're like in top 40 or something like that. So. But he's really good.
Before we listen to a live performance, let's talk about Estonia for a real short period of time. I just want to have a quick answer, if that's possible. As with you as a band that's having international success right now, coming from Estonia, are you something like role models for some smaller upcoming young bands to go like, well, Evert and the Two Dragons, they did it, so let's form a band and let's go for it? Do you feel something like that? Or is there an Estonian music scene that's growing right now?
It's definitely growing. And, mm-hmm. and I mean, we are being put on a weird place occasionally, yeah. That is true, that or set as an example for new bands in what we do, but I think the, because we have that Tallinn Music Week thing that's been going on for I think 5-6 years now, and that's really growing, and
okay.
and bands are playing quite a lot outside now,
uh-huh.
and they didn't do so like 10 years ago, definitely.
Okay, cool. So we're gonna have to wait for more bands and more beautiful music from
we
Estonia.
We took some young Estonian musicians together as well. They're playing tonight before
oh,
us.
Oh, see.
Yeah.
All right. So what's the name of the band?
Frankie Animal.
They're from Estonia too.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool. So you can get the full Estonian
delegation
tonight.
Yes.
It's the lead of the delegation. The Estonian delegation is going to play. And
we
that's
offer
what's
some
happening.
Snacks. And
yeah, cool. Yeah. That's what's happening right now. You're going to play me a live version of a song called Pictures from the new album Circles. Just give me a second though. Just give me 1 second because I have to record the whole stuff. Otherwise, we won't be able to listen to it again, and that's what we actually love to do. just a few more seconds. That's the professional part of my interview.
I thought we were live.
yeah, we are, but I mean that's the thing here. Okay. I'm running. If
okay,
the two
okay,
dragons,
okay, okay.
There you go.
I remember when I still was young in the sun, I knew how the anywhere is. Now the story's changed and all is fading away. Won't you stay until the daybreak? I was young. I remember you and your ruby skirt. I was hurt when you wouldn't let me hold you. Now the story's changed and all is fading away. Won't you stay until the day break? And I love and I love. remember when I still was young and the sun, I knew hardly any worries. Now the story's changed and all is fading away. Won't you stay until the day?
A little bit. Nobody's in the studio and you deserve it. Ever and the Two Dragons. With a beautiful live performance of Pictures. Heute Abend spielen sie im Lido und wer da vorbeigehen möchte, der kann jetzt noch ganz schnell anrufen unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück und wer durchkommt, der steht auf der Gästeliste für Ever and the Two Dragons heute Abend im Lido. Thanks again for visiting and please come back as soon as you visit Berlin the next time. I want to have more of this. I'm like a junkie for your music right now. Thank you. Bye bye.
Thanks for having us.